This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
Felix Contreras, it goes without saying that, you know, we're pretty big music lovers, right?
Geeks, I think, is the word.
Yeah.
That's the word you're looking for, bro.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's no big secret. And I think, you know, anyone else who shares a love of music understands just how important it is and how transformative it can be, you know, not just how the right song can change your mood or, you know, lift you up. You know, the right song, it can completely change the whole direction your life takes.
Yeah. There's always something that comes along. As a good friend of mine put it very nicely, music you didn't know you needed in your life.
Right. That's a great way to put it. Yeah. It enters your life at just the right moment. And I guess I've been thinking about all of this, you know, the transformative power of music, because it is at the heart of this incredible new cut that I want to play from Pedro the Lion. Pedro the Lion is the project of David Bazan. In his new album is called Santa Cruz. The first single is called Modesto. It's the one I want to play. And we can talk more about it after we hear it. But just listen to the story that he unspools in this song.
Modesto, is it boring like you thought it would be? Modesto, it's not baloney like you thought it would be. Modesto, isn't lonely like you thought it would be. At first I worked a vacuum cleaner salesman job for men I later recognized in Glengarry Glen Ross. I only sold one, she couldn't afford it. She wrote out the check and burst out sobbing. After work I hung out with my new church friend and traded stories. We decided I should quit, and then we laughed and carried on till morning. Next day I got a part-time job at the local guitar store in Modesto. It isn't boring like you thought it would be. Modesto, it's not baloney like you thought it would be. Modesto, isn't lonely like you thought it would be. I heard the perfect song at work today. Having asked if there were bands to see and spots to play, Jim said, hell yeah. And then he handed me a tape. What I heard in my Walkman headphones, pacing by the speakers and PAs, was a beautiful, hilarious, tragic mess. It's in tears streaming down my face. Grabbed me by the lapels, stood me up and put a four-track in my hand and told me, son, make all the messes you can manage to make and move back to Seattle, be the drummer in a band. There's a girl from there that Friday's on my lunch break. I write letters too, and I think she likes me too. And I'm gonna find out, I'm gonna go to Bible college on my cousin's dime in my Volvo wagon, speeding on I-5.
Yeah. He says that the song that he heard when he was at work sent tears streaming down his face, and this song, Modesto, sends tears streaming down my face.
Yeah.
Because it's about, well, it's about dreams and chasing your dreams, but also wrapped up in it is youthful idealism and all the hope that you have for the future. And I also just think that there's nothing more beautiful than creating art. And he realized that that was something that he wanted to do with his life. And I think this is one of the best songs Pedro the Lion's ever done.
I think that this show, we're both, it's bringing us out of our silos.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because your tracks, I just got into them.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not, I haven't spent a lot of time with them. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
This song, so going back to this song, first of all, I know where Modesto is.
Right.
Because I lived in Fresno forever.
Yeah, I thought you might. Years. I knew you were out there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I drove through Fresno and the whole, so it's like, it's sort of emblematic of, no, it's not very boring. It's not it's not a boring place, right?
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds of life, there's all kinds of stuff going on there. But the storytelling in this song, man, vivid imagery, the use of language.
The little details.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's just...
He only sells one vacuum cleaner. It's to a woman who can't afford it. And when she writes the check, she sobs.
That poetry, man. It's just like, it's so... And so I really appreciated that. I spent a lot of time listening to this one over and over because...
Yeah.
And then there's all the sonic stuff behind it. That little synthesizer that's...
Yeah.
It's underneath... Which the timing goes against the almost dirge-like pace of the song itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And that cool little guitar solo where he's just doing, you know.
Yeah.
Like musically, there's a lot of really cool stuff to unpack. But it all adds to the emotion of the song, like you say, the songwriting and the theme and the topic.
Yeah, yeah. So that, the little arpeggiated synth, and really the whole vibe of the song reminded me a lot of the band Grandaddy. And, you know, I'm a huge Grandaddy fan. And in fact... If I had to guess, I think there's a reference to Grandaddy in this song, Modesto. There's that moment where David Bazan talks about, you know, he's working at a guitar store and he says that there's a person there who handed him a tape. And he says the name of the guy is Jim. Well, I think he could be talking about Jim Fairchild, who was in the band Grandaddy and who would have been in Modesto at the time of this story because Grandaddy is a band from Modesto.
Really?
And this whole song even kind of feels like almost an homage to them in a way.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm total speculation here. but yeah, really incredible. Pedro the Lion, David Bazan. You know, he took a long, long, long break from releasing music as Pedro the Lion, 15 years, in fact, between an album that he put out in 2004, and then he came back with a new one in 2019. He stayed pretty busy with Pedro the Lion since then. But man, so excited to have this new album.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I said it, but Santa Cruz, the name of the album, is the name of the album from Pedro the Lion. Felix, when I was listening to some of the stuff that I know that you want to play today, I had one recurring thought. It is obvious that Felix is a percussionist. have you been your whole life? Have you been?
I have been since probably 12 or 13 interested in playing stuff.
Yeah.
I started banging around and pots and pans and stuff around that time.
Yeah.
And been playing seriously. You know, I got a first pair of congas when I was 15 or so. And then a little bit after that, like after 18, once I went to college and started doing stuff, I started taking lessons. I played congas and percussion, congas and timbales and stuff.
You can see you doing it on Instagram.
Yeah,
people look you up. Yeah. Well, I mean, so the beats and rhythms across all your picks, I think, are pretty undeniable this week. Let's start with your first one. What do you got?
So I brought in a duo, Ibelice Guardia Fergucci and Frank Rosselli. They have one single out of this record called Mestiche, M-I-X-T-I-Z-E, which is a play on the word mestizo, which is a mixture of the European cultures and the indigenous cultures in the New World back in the day. This track is called Destejer.
Las diferencias del presente.
This song kind of is like a sleight of hand. Like, it manages to make you think it's one thing while it's something else completely. And I'm not even sure what all the things are because there's so many different... It's like it's walking all kinds of different walks all at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a crazy little combination of Andean rhythms, Afro-Cuban rhythms, and, you know, for the musicians out there, they slide in an extra bar of two at the end of these cycles of three.
Right? Okay, that's what's throwing
me off. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole, that's the whole form of the song. So it gives it a whole different feel to it, you know, but it's like the music geek part of everybody, you know, when we're listening to this stuff.
Yeah.
So Frank Rosalie is a Puerto Rican heritage. He's in Chicago. He was born and raised in Arizona, and he was forbidden from speaking Spanish by his parents because his parents wanted to assimilate, fit in.
Yeah.
So he's using now his music to explore his identity. And the same thing with Ibelice Guardia Ferguti, who's the vocalist and the other instrumentalist, born in Bolivia and raised in Brazil and had this amazing South American collage of sounds and even animal sounds, birds and all kinds of stuff that was part of her upbringing. Mm-hmm. So they mix it all together.
Mm.
And what I really like about it is sonically, they're finding all these different rhythms and sounds and beats and drums and sounds to figure out who they are.
Yeah.
Like, let's just put this album there because the whole record is just full of all of these explorations.
Yeah. I mean, there's never been, honestly, a more amazing time to be alive to experience music. God. I mean, people are like, oh, gosh, I would have been alive when the Beatles were making music or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And I have a lot of things that are very frustrating to me about the relationship that people have with music in the streaming age, you know, like, you know, I feel like a lot has been lost when you don't have this tangible thing that you're holding on to,
right.
You know, that you plopped all your money down for, right? That you've invested in, and now you're going to listen to this thing over and over again and learn everything from the liner notes. But, you know, the trade-off is just the amount of incredible, mind-blowing stuff that we get to hear now that would never have been possible.
That's the best part of it. You know, it's absolutely the best part of it. There's an app that I got on my phone called Radio Garden.
Mm.
And it gives you a globe. And then you go in to wherever you want on the globe. And if there's a little light, that means that there's a broadcaster and internet radio station there.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got it, I went to like the deepest middle of Siberia and found some crazy, you know, local stuff.
Yeah.
And you can do the same in Brazil, the Mideast, wherever.
Yeah.
Like, and it's on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, pre-internet, I lived abroad for a number of years. For years, I lived in Japan, and when I first moved there, I took a shortwave radio with me.
Oh, my gosh,
That was how I was going to hear the world while I was there.
Shortwave. Look it up, guys. Google it.
Let's start with radio first, then we can get to it, shortwave, Well, I can't even begin to sort of figure out all the different things that are coming together on this one song, but lots of sonic wonders colliding in really great ways. So that's Ibelice Guardia Ferraguti and Frank Rosalie. The song was Destejer. Okay, we need to take a quick break, but we'll...
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Get your quote at progressive.com and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Have more music right after this. Felix, I mentioned how, you know, you're a percussionist and how much rhythm is at the center of what I know that you love. And that's certainly true of this next artist that I know you want to play, maybe even more than any other artist that you could pick.
This is a new track from musician Sheila E. Okay, now Sheila E., for some folks, may remember her from her late 80s time with Prince, mm-hmm. when she was a Prince protege. She played drums in his band. They had a very close personal musical relationship. But I've known her as Sheila Escobedo from the time I was like 15. And her dad, Pete Escobedo, started this Latin rock band called Azteca in like 72, 73, mm-hmm. something like that. They were out at the same time as Santana. They were also in the Bay Area. But it was a very different approach to incorporating Afro-Caribbean and soul and funk and all that. That's her dad. She grew up in this musical household. Alejandro Escovedo, the rock guy,
yeah.
is her dad's stepbrother.
Whoa,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so this is, wow. yeah, like there's all yeah. kinds of connections to make. Yeah. But she has released her first ever all salsa album. And it's called Bailar, which means let's dance or to dance. This is a song called Bemba Colorada, which is an old Celia Cruz song, Cuban singer Celia Cruz. It's a classic. It's one of her songs most identified with her. The song starts with some traditional Afro-Cuban drumming. You can hear Sheila playing or calling her name out and stuff. And then it picks up, all this blah, blah, blah. And then midway, it slows down and gets
yeah.
funky, man.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Siempre te recordaremos.
Ven la colora.
Man, when they go to it's like maybe halftime. That's the moment. The moment in the song because it's still a party. But maybe it's gotten to be like it's after midnight or something, and things have just gotten a little more seductive or something.
It's part of the original arrangement. Celia Cruz was this celebrated Cuban vocalist who became popular in the 70s up until the time of her death in the early 2000s. That song, that slow part, was when Celia Cruz would interact with the audience.
Like a call and response.
Like call and response, exactly, And that was like the highlight of the show because she was such an engaging character, right? Such a personality. Everybody loved it. And this is Sheila, the vocalist Gloria Estefan's on this track.
The 80s pop singer, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Miami Sound Machine.
Well, in Abilene, Kansas, we said Estefan.
and most of the country does.
Yeah,
you know,
funny. Estefan.
Yeah. But anyway, Gloria Estefan's the lead vocalist, a woman named Mimi Sukar, so they all switch off. But it's a tribute to this magnificent character and personality and musician, Gloria Estefan. Again, there's all kinds of stuff going on rhythmically in that song.
Yeah, I mean, I went back and I listened to that original Celia Cruz version, and I thought, man, Sheila's really blowing this thing up for the first half or so. And then it really settles into that groove.
It's a great record, man.
So one of the things that I was reminded of when I was listening to and thinking about the artists and the songs that we're playing today is just the staggering reach, for better or worse, the staggering reach of TikTok. You know, when it comes to spreading the word about a song, or usually 30 seconds or less of a song, if it gets picked up on TikTok, becomes a trend, it'll just spread like a wildfire in a windstorm. And that's what happened with the singer Lizzie McAlpine and her song Ceilings. You know, she was coming up. She was a relatively unknown artist. Bob Boylan put her on the show a couple of times. We did a Tiny Desk with her. And then her song Ceilings started appearing in TikTok videos. This is about a year after we did our Tiny Desk with her. And it was just a rocket launch for her. That song, Ceilings, has since racked up 500 million streams just on Spotify.
Wow.
It's absolutely mind-boggling. So now Lizzie McAlpine is back. She's got a new album. It is her first since reaching this bigger audience. It's called Older. And the song that I want to play from it is called I Guess.
Straighten your tie. We're not alone. I'll tell a lie just to bring you home. We dance together. You're not that good. I'll tell a lie, but it's understood. I guess it's all about timing. I guess it's all about the things you want but never get. I guess it's all about trying to love someone you've never met. We eat our dinner, then we undress, and now we're equal, more or less. Now I am sick and you're probably drunk. You're saying things and they sound like love. I guess it's all about timing. I guess it's all about the things you have but didn't want. I guess it's all wish it was easy. I wish I knew. what I was doing, but I never do.
If you build up a song like that and then bring it back down to earth, like I will always show up for that. That is that just makes it feels when I listen to something like that, it just feels like my heart is going to explode out of its chest.
Right, right.
It's just absolute euphoria. And her, Lizzie McAlpine's voice, it's just so deeply affecting to me. You know, it just it burrows into you.
Yeah, this is something that again I spent some time with, and just at first I didn't hear it, and then. The more I listen to it, just the emotion of it and how it's just steady across. But it's the background music that does all the...
The production is pretty incredible, too.
It just gets you going.
Yeah. I mean, I think at the heart of these songs are a lot of reflections on growing up. I mean, the title of the album is called Older, you know, but figuring out who you want to be as a person. Lots of self-examination across the record. Questions about... You know, just whether or not she's a good person, you know, or is she just royally messing up in life and, you know, questioning her choices. And a lot of it is actually really, to me, when I was listening, it was really kind of heartbreaking because we've all been there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these are universal struggles just to be a person on spaceship Earth,
right.
You know, and having gone through that thresher of life, and I know you've gone through it too.
Oh, yeah, man.
You just want to say, hey, it's going to be okay.
It's another example of, much like some of the other artists that we cover, discovering identity and discovering who you are. We've all had conversations with friends, family members, or whoever's going through the same thing over a cup of coffee or a walk in the woods or a drive wherever, right?
Yeah.
But whenever they're doing it and they've put it to music.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more engaging.
Yeah,
man,
I mean, that's why great art, like I said at the beginning, talking about Pedro the Lion, just, I read this, and I can't for the life of me remember who wrote it. I actually want to say, I think it was Stephen King. The author Stephen King maybe wrote this piece that I read, like this has been decades ago, where he made an argument for why artists should be the highest paid people on the planet. And it was because they can make us feel something. They make you feel something. They make you feel what it's like to be alive. And they move you in ways that no one else can. And that always stuck with me. Like, and I agree.
Yeah.
No, I agree completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and all the art forms. Yeah.
Lizzie McAlpine closes the song with a great line where she says, "Wish it was easy. Wish I knew what I was doing, but I never do." Nobody does.
Yeah,
nobody does.
Been there, done that.
put that on a coffee mug and hand it out to everybody on the planet, because everyone should be carrying that around and signaling it to the rest of the world. I don't know what I'm doing.
And it's not an age thing, man.
No, it is not.
At 65, I'm still asking myself the same thing.
Yeah. I'm asking that about you too, Felix. Yeah. What is he doing? Does he even know?
Not a clue, man.
Yeah. Okay, we've got a couple more cuts that we want to share this week, but we do have to take one more quick break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This message comes from NPR sponsor Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Felix Contreras, host of NPR's Alt Latino. We're talking about some of our favorite tracks of the year. Okay, Felix, you've got one more cut that you want to play, and I think it's just absolutely lovely.
Let me preface it by saying, when most people think of Cuba, most people think of rhythm and percussion and all the drums all that.
Yeah.
It's also known as much for their piano players.
Yeah.
There's a strong tradition going back to the 19th century. You know, I like to say, man, you can't swing a dead cat, you know, without hitting the killer piano player down there. And there's a reason for it, because it's such a strong tradition, but their music conservatories are so top-notch that the studying, the rigorous studying and playing and developing that they do, they come out just amazingly talented.
Yeah. And well, I think I like Ruben Gonzalez.
Remember that from Buena Vista?
Yeah.
That style.
Yeah.
Right? And then they build on it from there. This young woman that I'm going to play, Dene Olano, is in that Ruben Gonzalez style. I'm really glad you mentioned that, because it's very old school.
Yeah.
And she has a way of just spacing out her music and spacing out what she's got to say. She's got a great new record out called Children's Corner. This is called Danzón para la Abuela, or Danzón for the Grandmother. Thank you.
man, when I heard this cut, Felix, I thought, I want to hang out with you, man, because have me over, because I imagine this on a turntable. It's beautiful out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's early evening. All the windows are open. That piano. Oh,
yeah.
Just like heavy sigh for me.
She is so talented. This is her first solo album. She's played with Jane Burnett and Makeke, an all-female band from Cuba. In fact, she's on a Tiny Desk with Jane that we recorded back in 2016. But this record brings in a lot of different styles that I think, even if you're a newcomer to the music, you're going to appreciate.
Yeah. It's the soundtrack to the perfect day.
Yes.
Or evening. I mean, it's like, how can anything be wrong in the world when you've got music like that
on? Yeah, exactly.
It is so good. I'm so glad you brought that.
Thanks, man. It was fun.
I want to close the show with an artist. Well, this is could not be more different, but I also really, really love it. This is an artist who goes by the name Wisp. She put out her first song just in April of 2023. It was called Your Face. And, you know, coming back to the reach of TikTok, you know, she posted it to TikTok and it absolutely blew up tens of millions of streams for that song now. She's got a debut EP out now called Pandora, and that song that she posted, it's called Your Face. That's on this new EP called Pandora. But if you like really gauzy, fuzzy, shoegaze rock, I'm not sure there's anyone out there who's doing it better than she is.
Yeah. It feels like musical whiplash, you
yeah.
know, this week.
Yeah.
But it's not, because I think what ties it all together is the passion that you and I have for this stuff, and then what the musicians, they each bring to each one of these tunes, man.
Yeah.
They're not so different.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, it's kind of incredible the reach that Wisp is having. I read one report that, you know, there's been this huge spike in the popularity of shoegaze on streaming services since she released Your Face, particularly among young people. And, you know, Wisp is, she's just 19 years old herself. Stereo Gum has this great deep dive on how and why this shoegaze revival is happening. But I think to your point, at the heart of it, it's just that this sound speaks so perfectly to all the angst and sadness
yeah, yeah.
and just the dizzying heights of youth.
Yeah.
And that is also a universal theme that's run across everything, regardless of the genre that we've played today, I think.
Or age. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you just got to figure out a way out of it and find the joy in things. But it really hit me, man.
Yeah. So we'll go out on this. Wisp, the song is Pandora from, it's the title cut to her new EP. Thanks for hanging out with me, Felix,
hey,
and bringing all this great music.
It's always a gas, man. I always have fun with you, man. This is so cool.
It's great to be with somebody who uses the phrase, it was a gas, man. Life's a gas, to quote the T-Rex song. All right, thanks, man.
Thank you.
And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered. Thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor MassMutual. The Financial Educators Council says 39% of Americans don't have someone to go to for financial advice, but you can plan for the short and long term with someone backed by 170 years of financial expertise at massmutual.com.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beats. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.